Hello, my name's Mark Elbrook, and I'm going to be talking to this little machine instead of writing notes, which I find somewhat easier. I love writing, and I hate typing, so this is my compromise. I'm actually not really a writer, or at least not in the typical sense. I run two mountain lion projects, which keep me very, very busy, and I fit in writing when I can. In fact, I suppose that for most of my publishing career, I've defied, or I've sort of refused to acknowledge the fact that I'm a writer at all. And in the recent years, I am coming to sort of peace with the fact that I have become a writer. But what I could always do is tell a decent story around the fire. And I suppose that what I would say is that it's a work in progress that I'm attempting to translate that skill into writing something that people can read on the page. So, let's just dive in. How did I get started? In writing, that is. I just wanted to write a book, you know? I was particularly interested in wildlife tracking and animal footprints and stuff like that, and I really wanted to write a field guide to animal tracks and sign. And what I did is I went to the bookstore and I found this huge tome called The Writer's Market. And it's one of those books that's, you know, inches thick and printed on the finest newsprint. Kind of like that book that used to have every college and university listed in it that you would flip through in your senior year of high school. Well, the very same thing. It's called The Writer's Market, and it has supposedly every publisher in it and their interests and a contact name. And so I bought this thing and started flipping through, and you start at the very beginning, and it says, well, if you want to write a book, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the first thing you do is you write yourself a query, and you send it to the publisher. And then it said, if you don't know what a query is, flip to page 54. So that's what I did. I flipped to page 54, said, found out what a query was, how to write one, what was in it, and away I went. So that's literally how I got started. And I've recommended that method to other folks, and it works sometimes. It's great. So, how do you find a publisher? You know, we'll get into that a little bit later, but just to start, you'll hear other folks say this as well, is that I just went to the bookstore, and I found books that were similar to the one I wanted to write. And my first big project was with Stackpole Books, and I just went to the bookstore and found that they had published more wildlife tracking books than anybody else. And so I felt like they were the natural choice for me to approach. Let's see, some general thoughts to introduce this stuff. First of all, everyone can write a book. That's right, everyone. I know it sounds terrible, but literally everybody can write a book. You just have to realize that every publisher, and there are thousands of publishers, needs new material to stay afloat. Keep that in mind when you get your first rejection letter and expect to get some rejection letters, that there is somebody out there who will publish your work. Stick with it, be persistent, and keep going. Writing is a discipline. People ask me a lot how I'm so prolific while juggling so much other stuff, and I tell them, writing is not inspiration. It is a job. I sit down and I write when I need to write. And that's probably what separates me and those of us who finish projects, writing projects that is, rather than those who start and never finish. It's just discipline, sitting down, doing rather than talking about writing. And that's what it's all about, is just writing, writing, writing. How do you improve in writing? I have definitely improved. I can see that my writing skills have improved so much in recent years. And it's how do I do it? I read good writing. And I read often, and I write all the time. And that's really the best way. What else should I introduce you with? Get used to feedback. Show your writing to your friends, your family, anybody who will read it, because editors have no problem giving you feedback. I remember my first little article I submitted to a small magazine called Northern Woodlands in New England, and it came back to me so red that, you know, I kind of wrote to the editor and I said, I'm not sure I've wrote this article anymore. It seems you wrote this article. Oh, no, no, no. He said, that's totally normal. So that's, I think, enough for my introduction. The last thing I'll say is I'll close with one kind of interesting anecdote, is there was a senior editor at Stackpole Books when I was early on in my writing, and she said to me, "You know, Mark, there are two kinds of writers. There are those who are just fantastic writers, and they get published. And there are those with great ideas. And for those people, there are great editors. So just keep that in mind. It's not for just those who have perfect grammar." Moving on.